It's our second time that we've actually made it to the final. We got to the final five last year, so our fingers are tightly crossed that, you know, hopefully we can do it. We're the only remaining finalist from last year, so 2 years on the trot, you know, hopefully we can do it, and if we can beat Bury, all the better.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Really excited for the staff, for the members, and for the region, actually. You know, it's a fantastic achievement for the region, having two centres in such close proximity.
And of course, this is a national award, and for two leisure centres in the area to be nominated, so close together as well. You're only, 15-minute drive away from Bury.
Previous finalists, they're dotted all over the country. I mean, any leisure centre can go in for this. It's awards encompassing gyms as well. But, yeah, to get to the final and find out that actually one of the finalists is only 10 miles up the road is amazing. I think it's a good advert for Suffolk, though, you know, to have achieved that. So well done to them for that. But hopefully, as I say, we'll be the ones walking away with the award.
Was it expected that you were going to be nominated for this award then?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, you know, there were 40 entrants this year, 40 applications, and generally speaking, you would only enter if you are confident with your centre reaching a certain level. Yeah. So to be shortlisted to four within 40, I think it's just a fantastic achievement and accolade, really.
So, well, what does it take for your gym to be nominated for this award?
It's not easy. It's three stages. The first stage is a written submission with lots and lots of diverse questions about what we're doing, how we're impacting on society, how our members and customers can benefit from the activities that we run. The second stage is a full day grueling from an independent assessor who will go round, they'll ask customers questions, they'll ask staff questions, they'll basically ensure that everything that we submitted is actually accurate, that we've not just said these things. And that's a hard, you know, task, and you know, you're glad when the day's over. And then the final stage was 500 emails going out to our customers who were surveyed, you know, about facilities, about value for money, and mainly would they recommend us to their friends and family? That's the key question. On top of that, we had 2 days of physical surveys where, again, independent company came in and asked our customers those questions. And that's where, really, the winner will be decided, okay, on those. To have made it to the final, the final four is very, very close. So the difference is that what the customers said about us, and we can only hope that our customers agree with us, and you know, we take that prize away on the day.
Quite frankly, do you think you're going to win?
I will be pleased. I'll be pleased to be there at the awards and be shortlisted, as I said, out of four. From 40, that's just a fantastic achievement. And if Stowmarket, Mid Suffolk, if they win, if we win, I think either way it'll be fantastic for the region.